我相信在今天许多以福音为基础的教会的里面，人们最喜欢的也最常经常引用的一节经文，我相信大家都知道是哪一节经文了。约翰福音3:16。
I believe that in many evangelical churches today, the scripture that people favor and use the most would be John 3:16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。我想很多的弟兄姐妹都耳熟能详，而且能够把这节经文背下来。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son,that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. I believe that this scripture is well memorized and well known to most brothers and sisters.
因为这是圣经当中耶稣基督亲自宣告的真理。
Because this is the biblical truth that Jesus Christ himself had proclaimed.
因此就有很多自己宣称自己是基督徒的人拿着这些经文说，因为我出于我的信，所以我是基督徒。
Hence, because of this scripture, many people would proclaim themselves as Christians due to their own belief.
但是当你进一步追问他们到底所信的是谁，具体信的是什么的时候，
But when you make further inquiries as in who and what do they believe in,
就会发现其实这些人对耶稣基督几乎没有什么认识，没有什么了解。
You will find that in reality, they know very little about Jesus Christ.
似乎是出于他们自己所相信的某些理念，因此就以此来宣称他们是基督徒了。
It seems that they claim to be Christians out of some thought that they believe in.
那么一旦他们相信，他们认为耶稣或者上帝就会赐给他们某些或者一定的好处。
As such that they would think that once they believe, then Jesus or God will give them some kind of benefits.
没错，约翰福音三章十六节是一个非常伟大的真理，非常荣耀的真理。
Yes, it is true that John 3:16 is a glorious message.
但是圣经不单单是约翰福音三章十六节。
But the whole Bible is more than just John 3:16.
其实就在同一章，约翰福音第三章第最后两节，就是35-36节，圣经非常清楚的说明关于信的真理。
But actually, the Bible shows us the truth about the word believe in verses 35-36 of the same chapter.
请大家和我一起翻开约翰福音三章第35-36节。
Please turn with me to John 3:35-36.
35节说，父爱子，已将万有交在他手里。
Verse 35, the Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand.
36节说，信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生，神的震怒藏在他身上。
Verse 36 says, Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him.
在这里，圣经真理给了世界上的罪人两个可能性的选择。
Here the Bible sets forth only two choices available to lost sinners.
一方面，一个满有福气的救赎的真理，就是任何一个信靠子的人，不是等到将来才得到永生，而是现在就已经得着了永生。
On one hand, the blessed truth of salvation is that anyone who believes in the Son has eternal life as a present possession, not merely as a future hope.
反过来说，中文，我们中文和合本圣经是这样说，不信子的人得不着永生，因为这是英王钦定本，17世纪英王钦定本，钦定本就是 King James Version 是这样翻译的，所以中文就再把它从英文版再翻译到中文版。
But on the other hand, just like the King James Version translation, the Chinese Union Version reads, But the one who rejects the Son will not see life.
你可能会说，对啊，这没有错啊，信子的人有永生，那不信子的人得不着永生，这非常符合逻辑嘛。
You might be thinking to yourself, yeah, that's right. The one who believes in the Son has eternal life, but the one who rejects the Son will not see life. This sounds pretty logical.
但是我这里要特别说明，中文圣经就是根据当时的英王钦定本，就是 King James Version 所翻译的信和不信，在这两个字在希腊文原文所包含的具体的意义。
But I need to explain the specifics of the original Greek meaning of the words believe and reject in the Chinese translation as being translated from King James Version.
首先，我们说信子的人有永生，这个信字在希腊文的原文里面 pisteo 的意思， pisteo 意思是信仰、委身、信托、信靠的意思。
Firstly, the word believe in the one who believes in the Son has eternal life. In the original Greek pisteo, it means belief, commitment, and trust, and trust.
也就是说，圣经所说的信不仅仅是理性上的理解和接受。
Which is to say that the word believe in the Bible is not just intellectual understanding and acceptance.
这就是为什么经常有人说，信仰是超越理性。
Which is why it is often said that faith is often beyond intellect.
这个信是指整个人生的信仰，是生命上的委身，对救主耶稣的信托。或者叫信靠。
This belief also involves committing and trusting and trusting of one's faith and life onto Jesus Christ.
因此得永生的渠道信是一个人对在生命上对耶稣的委身，对救主耶稣的信托和倚靠。
Hence the channel to eternal life, which is belief,is one's commitment, entrustment, and trusting in the Savior, Jesus Christ, in their lives.
其次，不信子的人得不着永生，这里有一个特别的字叫不信。在希腊文的原文呢是 apatheo， apatheo 的意思是不信服、不顺从、不信靠的意思。
Secondly, the word reject.In the one who rejects the Son will not see life. In the original Greek, which is apatheo, it means disobedience, not obeying, or unbelieving.
所以呢，按照英文标准版 English Standard Version 的翻译就非常好。中文，如果你们有那个黄的那本圣经，中英对照的，它是这样，现在是这样改的。啊，这个非常好。他说不信从或者是违背啊，信靠耶稣的人有永生，不信从或者是违背子的人得不着永生，神的震怒藏在他们身上。
If you have the dual translation of the Bible, which is the ESV and Chinese translation, then the word belief is well translated in the ESV, where it says, whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him.
换句话说，圣经所说的不信，也不是单纯的在理性上的不接受。
In other words, not obeying in the Bible is not just intellectual rejection.
很多人说我都理解，但是呢，我现在头脑里面思想上不能接受。
Some may say, I may understand, but I just don't accept it intellectually.
这个不是圣经，这是人的问题，圣经不是这样说的。
This is the problem lying with man and not the Bible.
圣经说的不信是违背，是对在生活当中对基督的不顺服、不顺从。 着对救主的不信靠。
It is in fact a rejection of Christ in one's life and rejecting, not obeying, and not trusting that Jesus is Savior.
所以在这里不单如此，一个不信服耶基督，不愿意顺从，没有信靠耶稣基督恩典的人，就得不着永生。
And not only so, one who is being disobedient, not willing to obey, and not trusting in Jesus Christ, will not see life.
而这还不是最糟糕的问题。
This is not the worst.
最可怕的是神的震怒，就是上帝对罪所体现那神圣的怒气，就会持续的在所有拒绝顺从耶稣、不顺从人的、不顺从耶稣救恩的罪人的身上持续的显明。
But the fearful reality is that the wrath of God, which is His holy displeasure against sin, continually abides on disobedient sinners who refuse to obey Jesus Christ.
就如永恒的生命，现在就与顺服信靠耶稣的基督徒同在一样。
Just as eternal life is the present possession of Christians who obey and trust themselves unto Jesus,
同样的，所有不信从的人们、不顺服的人们，永远的审判，现在就是他们的光景。
And so also is the eternal condemnation that is the present condition of all unbelievers.
圣经给我们清楚的显明，因为罪的工价就是死，唯有神的恩典在我们主耶稣基督里面乃是永生。
Because the Bible has clearly showed us that for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
因此我们要需要清楚一个非常关键的真理。
Hence we need to understand a critical truth.
从根本上来说，罪人受审判，就是现在在神的震怒之下，其实已经是地狱了，不用，地狱不是将来的事情，在现在就在神的震怒之下的原因是什么？
The fundamental reason for that sinners are being judged and are under the wrath of God or are already in hell,
与罪人在神的震怒之下的原因不是因为他们有罪，
The fundamental reason is not because of sin,
而是因为他们的罪没有得到赦免。
But because their sins are not forgiven.
我再说一遍，这个非常重要。一个罪人在神的震怒之下，在永恒的审判里面的原因，不是因为他们的罪，是因为他们的罪没有得到赦免。
Allow me to repeat this because this is important.The fundamental reason that sinners are being judged and are under the wrath of God is not because of their sin, but it's because their sin are not forgiven.
因为世界上所有人都犯了罪，违背了上帝，按照圣经所说的，叫做亏缺了神的荣耀。
Because the whole world has sinned and defied God, as the Bible says, fall short of the glory of God.
麦克阿瑟牧师曾经说过，在地狱里面所居住的都是那些罪未曾得到赦免的人们。
Pastor John MacArthur once said this: Hell is populated by people whose sins are never forgiven.
那么现在呢，那些已经得到承受了永恒生命的基督徒与那些持续的在神的永恒震怒之下人们之间的区别到底是什么呢？
Then what is the difference between those who have been given eternal life and those who are experiencing the everlasting wrath of God?
不是因为他们有没有好的行为，也不是他们有没有宗教信仰。
It's not because of a lack of personal goodness or religious belief.
不是因为他们有没有好的道德标准，也不是有没有爱的表现。
It's not because of a lack of a high standard morality or the manifestation of love.
所以这是我们平常所看的，一个人好不好啊？他有没有好的行为啊？有没有好的宗教信仰啊？有没有好的道德标准啊？在教会里面的，哎，这个某某人有没有爱啊？我告诉你，这些都不是决定一个人得救或者不得救的根本原因。
We often see that people would say, this person has personal goodness or has got a good religious belief, or this person has got a high standard of morality, or this, in churches we will often hear, this person is very loving. But these are not the fundamental reasons for a person's salvation.
关键的关键可以归结为一个字，一个人得救与否，就是要看他们的罪是否得到赦免。
The main thing, the main critical thing is one word, that a person's salvation relies on whether their sin has been forgiven.
从这个角度上来看，世界上所有的宗教，包括人的自己的努力，争取有好的道德，都是没有用的。
From this perspective, all religions in the world, including self-efforts like good works and high standard morality, all these are of no use.
这些都无非是在为地狱积聚越来越多承受上帝永恒审判的灵魂。
All these do nothing more than simply gathering more souls for eternal judgment in hell.
所以归根结底，每一个人最大的需要就是在上帝的面前罪得赦免。
Therefore, ultimately, every person's greatest need is the forgiveness of sin before God.
但是世界上任何的宗教，任何人的好行为、好道德都无法使人得到上帝的赦免。
But man cannot be forgiven by GodOn the basis of any religion in the world, or any so-called goodness or high morality.
这个罪人在上帝面前得到赦免的唯一途径，就是耶稣，主耶稣基督来到世界上所传扬的信息。他说：“日期近了，神的日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。”
The only way for the sinner's sin to be forgiven by God is the message that Lord Jesus Christ had come to proclaim, which was, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
毫无疑问，神透过他自己的话，向就是圣经向我们显明了他自己的本性，他就是那位赦免的神。
No doubt God has revealed himselfthrough his word about himself, that he is a forgiving God.
我们可以一直追溯到出埃及记第三十四章，在那里神就透过他的自我宣告，向世人显明他是一位有怜悯有恩典的神。
Especially when we go back all the way to the book of Exodus, where in Exodus chapter 34, he had self-proclaimed to the world that he is a gracious and merciful God.
出埃及记三十四章第六到第七节，耶和华在那里宣告说：“耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留心慈爱，赦免罪孽。”过犯和罪恶，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自负及子，直到三四代。
Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 to 7, it says, The Lord proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands.Forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. But who will by no means plead guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation?
以赛亚书五十五章第六到第七节，神再次用他慈爱的声音呼吁罪人悔改来归向他，以至于可以得到他的赦免。
Isaiah chapter 55 verses 6 to 7, where God lovingly called for sinners to repent to him such that they can be forgiven.
Isaiah 书55章6到7节说，当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他，相近的时候求告他，恶人要离弃自己的道路，不义的人当除掉自己的意念，归向耶和华，耶和华就必怜悯，当归向我们的神，因为神广行赦免。
Isaiah 55 verses 6 to 7 says, Seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts.Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
现在神的公义审判与赦免罪人的要求都已经在他儿子的身上得到了满足。
Now the requirement of God's justice and the forgiving of sinners have been satisfied by his son.
因为神的爱子基督耶稣在十字架上替代了罪人的位置，承受了罪人的惩罚。
Because his son, Jesus Christ, died on as a substitute for sinners on the cross and bore the punishment of sinners.
然而，这不是一个叫人沾沾自喜、自我满足的理论。
But this is not just some theory that calls for self-satisfaction or smartness.
请注意，这应该是一个叫罪人恐惧战惊、心生敬畏的严肃的真理。
Take note that it is a message that brings trembling fear and reverence to the sinner.
因为罪的后果，罪人的结局是那样的可怕，以至于上帝要使他的儿子基督付上流血的代价来解决这个问题。
Because the consequences of sin and the outcome of the sinner is so terrible that it requires Christ, his son, to shed his blood as a price to deal with it.
既然神不爱惜自己的儿子，舍去他为众人的罪受死。
Since God did not spare his own son, but gave him up as a sacrifice for the sins of all of us,
基督用自己的身体所献上的赎罪祭是神提供给世人得蒙赦免的唯一途径。
The propitiation of Christ is the sole means by which God offers forgiveness to the world.
任何，请注意，任何没有悔改的人，就是轻看耶稣基督流血的代价，藐视神救赎的恩典。
Anyone, I repeat,I take note, anyone who refuses to repent, who profanes the blood of Jesus Christ, this person despises the grace of God.
希伯来书第十章二十九节，希伯来书的作者说，你们想这些人要受的刑罚该怎样加重呢？
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 29 says, How much worse punishment do you think will be deserved by them?
这不得不叫我们想起使徒保罗在罗马书第二章第四到第五节严厉的警告的那些因藐视神的恩典而不悔改的罪人。
This brings us to what the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 2 verses 3-5, where he warned those unrepentant sinners who despised God's grace.
他说，还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改呢？
Or do you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you into repentance?
你竟任凭你刚硬不悔改的心为自己积蓄愤怒，以致神震怒，显明他公义审判的日子来到。
But because of your hard and impenitent heart,You are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath, when God's righteous judgment will be revealed.
一方面，没有任何的东西比罪更加冒犯了神的圣洁。
On one hand, there is nothing more offensive to God's holiness than sin.
没有得到，因此没有得到赦免的罪人，绝对要受到神震怒的惩罚。而且这个震怒的惩罚不需要等到以后，现在就已经显明在这些人的身上。
Unforgiven sinners will definitely be punished by divine wrath. And this wrath is already manifested on them. It does not have to wait till the future.
另一方面，神透过福音向罪人提供了蒙赦免的途径，显明了他的荣耀。
On the other hand, God reveals his glory in offering to all sinners the forgiveness of sin through the gospel.
出于他的怜悯，神的忍耐，宽容人的罪，并且提供了罪人得赦免的途径，或者叫方法。
Out of his mercy, God patiently holds back his wrath and makes provision for sinners to be pardoned.
这就把我们带进了我们今天的主题。
This brings us to the theme today.
今天我要给大家讲的题目是那一样容易。
Which is a topic I'm about to share with all today. That is, which is easier?
当然今天只是第一个部分，我们下个主日还要详细的跟大家讲解下半部分，今天只能讲上半部分。
Of course, we can only study the part one of this. We shall study part two next Sunday.
马可福音第二章的一开始，马可的记载就带给了我们一个关于罪得赦免的故事。
Mark opens in the second chapter of his gospel book with a story about forgiveness of sin.
请大家和我一起翻开马可福音第二章。
Please turn with me to Mark chapter 2.
我们要从马可福音第二章的第一节一直看到第十二节。
We shall read from verses 1 to 12.
马可福音第二章。过了些日子，耶稣又进了加百农，人听见他在房子里。
Mark chapter 2. And when he returned to Capernaum after some days, it was reported that he was at home.
有许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有空地，耶稣就对他们讲道。
And many were gathered together, so that there was no more room, not even at the door, and he was preaching the word to them.
有人带着一个摊子来见耶稣，是用四个人抬来。
And they came, bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men.
因为人多，不得近前，就把耶稣所在的房子拆了房顶，即拆通了，就把摊子连所躺卧的褥子都坠下来。
And when they could not get near him because of the crowd,They removed the roof above him, and when they had made an opening, they let down the bed on which the paralytic lay.
耶稣见他们的信心，就对摊子说：“小子，你的罪赦。”
And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven."
有几个文士坐在那里，心里议论说。
Now some of the scribes were sitting there, questioning in their hearts.
这人为什么说？为什么这样说呢？他说健忘的话了。除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？
Why does this man speak like that? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?
耶稣心中知道他们心里这样议论，就说你们心里为什么这样议论呢？
And immediately Jesus, perceiving in his spirit that they thus questioned among within themselves, said to them, Why do you question these things in your hearts?
或对摊子说你的罪赦，或说起来拿你的褥子行走，哪一样容易呢？
Which is easier, to say to the paralytic your sins are forgiven, or to say, rise, take up your bed and walk?
但要叫你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄，就对摊子说。
But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic.
我吩咐你起来，拿你的褥子回家去吧。
I say to you, pick up your bed and go home.
那人就起来，立刻拿着褥子，当众人面前出去了，以致众人都惊奇，归荣耀与神，说：我们从来没有见过这样的事。
And he rose and immediately picked up his bed and went out before them all, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw anything like this.
上个主日，透过马可福音第一章的40-45节，我们一起查考了耶稣叫一个长大麻风之人得到了洁净的记载。
Last Sunday, through our study of Mark chapter 1 verses 40-45, we see Jesus cleansing a leper.
原本耶稣严严的嘱咐对他说：“你要谨慎，什么话都不能告诉人，只是只要去把身体给祭司查看，又因为你洁净了，献上摩西所吩咐的礼物，对众人做证据。”
Originally, Jesus sternly charged him and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded for a proof to them."
然而这人违背了耶稣的命令，他出去倒说许多的话，把这件事传扬开了。
However, in his disobedience towards Jesus' charge, this man went out and began to talk freely about it and to spread the news,
以至于对耶稣基督的传道事工产生了负面的影响。
Consequently, it had a negative effectEven on the ministry of Jesus.
叫耶稣以后不得在明明的进城，只好在外边旷野的地方。
So that Jesus could no longer openly enter a town, but was out in desolate places.
也就是说，因着这个事件，因为这件事情，耶稣已经好几个星期在加利利的旷野传扬福音的信息。
That is to say, because of this,Jesus has been on a preaching mission in the unpopulated areas of Galilee for many weeks.
现在他又回到了他事工的基地，就是加百农城。
And now he is back in at his home base, which is Capernaum.
从马可的记载，马可说人听见他在房子里。从这句话来看，耶稣很可能是悄悄地回到加百农地。
Mark said that it was reported that he, with Jesus, was at home. It means that Jesus might have snuck back to Capernaum.
这里所说的房子，我们相信是之前所提到彼得的家。
We believe that this home to be Peter's home, as was mentioned previously.
马可告诉我们，有那么多的人聚集来找他，以至于给围了一个水泄不通。
Mark tells us that there were so many people gathering there, there was no way anyone else could get close.
Mark 在这里用了一个双重否定。人那么多，以至于门里屋里外，屋里面动也动不了，屋外也都挤满了。用这种双重的否定句，说明不仅屋内已经挤满的人，就连屋外。也是里三层外三层的。
Mark used a double negative to emphasize on the intensity of the situation, where it was packed inside and jammed on the outside.
但是我们要清楚，这些众人，这些来的人，都是因为好奇才来凑热闹。
But we must be clear that these people came out of curiosity.
他们并不是被耶稣的属灵真理所吸引。
They were not particularly drawn by Jesus' spiritual truth.
这也就是为什么耶稣遇见他们就对他们讲道、传讲福音的原因。
Which is why when Jesus saw them, it says here that he was preaching the word to them.
第三到第四节给我们看到了一幅情形。一个全身瘫痪的人被四个人抬着来见耶稣的。
Verses 3 to 4 shows us a scenario where a paralytic came to see Jesus while being carried by four persons.
那因为里里外外都围了个水泄不通，不得靠近耶稣，他们就干脆跑到房顶上去拆了房顶。
And because they couldn't get close enough due to the home being packed, jam-packed inside and outside,They ended up going up to the roof and took it apart.
犹太人的房顶一般是一个平台， 平常的时候人可以到上面去的。
The roofs of Jewish homes are normally a flat platform where people could go up to.
既拆通的房顶就把摊子连所躺卧的褥子都坠下来。
They removed the roof and they let down on the bed on which the paralytic lay.
既拆通了房顶，就是把房顶给拆了。
They removed the roof. It literally means they unroofed the roof.
Yeah. 耶稣见他们的信心。第五节，请注意，耶稣见他们的信心，就是马可福音当中第一次出现“信”这个字。
Take note of verse 5. And when Jesus saw their faith, this is the first time that the word faith appeared in Mark.
不是。是信，圣经没有说 faith， 是 believe。我，
来 ，faith。This is the first time that the word believe。
要知道，这是耶稣来到世界上传道的开始阶段。
You need to know that this was the start of the ministry of Jesus。
所以，因为这里说他们的信不是某种超然的信，只是对耶稣医治能力的信。
Hence, their faith was not some kind of supernatural faith, but they only believed that he could heal.
耶稣见他们的信心，就对摊子说：“小子，你的罪赦了。”
Jesus saw their faith, and he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven."
这是一句非常有意思的话。
And this is a very interesting statement.
因为这些抬摊子的朋友们。不是圣经所讲的得救之信，而是为了人得医治的信。
Because this man's faith was not a faith of salvation as revealed in the Bible, but rather it is a human faith to get healed.
请允许我在这里跟大家做进一步的解释。
Please allow me to explain this.
这种信是什么样一种信呢？
What kind of faith is this?
这种信就跟平常啊。有人到医院接受外科手术的人的那种人的信是一样。
This is the everyday faith where we see it, which is a faith that allows you to go to the hospital.
不是，这是人的信。
This is a human faith.
That's right. 不是 everyday. 人的信啊，这种信是什么呢？我们举一个例子来说，就是假如你到医院去接受外科手术。
Let me give you an example of what is human faith. For example, you go to the hospital for surgery.
凭什么你到医院去接受你所不认识的人将你推荐手术室？
Why should you go to the hospital and let someone that you do not know push you into the operating theater?
然后将你麻醉了，使你失去知觉。
And then put you to sleep with some kind of anesthetic.
然后你让你所不认识的人用刀子将你划开，在你身体的或者你的器官做一通什么事情。
And then you let this person you do not know to cut you up and mess around with your body or your organs.
说句实话，在大部分的情况下，你根本不认识这些人。
Frankly speaking, most of this time, you do not know these people at all.
你也不知道这些人有什么样的人品，他们对人怎他或者他对他们对人怎么样，他们有什么样的兴趣和爱好，你知道吗？你根本不知道。
You don't know how they are like to people, what are their interests and likes. You have no idea at all.
那么你怎么敢让这些你所不认识的人在你身上做外科手术呢？
Then how is it that you let these people whom you do not know operate on you?
你说，根据你的经验，医院应该是一个救死扶伤的安全的处所。
You might say, according to your experiences, hospitals are supposed to be a safe place for life saving.
医生的职业道德，你可能会说，就是要求他们是安全的，这些人应该是安全的。
And doctors have their professional ethics designed for them to be safe people.
你说在手术室里面，外科大夫啊、护士啊、麻醉师都是经过严格训练的， 而且有着长期工作所带来的经验。
Or you might say that these people, like surgeons, nurses, and the anesthetists who are working in the operation theater, these people are highly trained and highly experienced, and they've done this many times before.
因此你有信心啊，来了，你有信心将自己交托在他们的手里。
And therefore you can trust, and you have the faith to put yourself into the hands.
这就是所谓的人的信。
And that is human faith.
我可以再给你举个例子。
Let me give you another example.
这种信是什么信呢？这种信就跟人们平常到餐馆去吃饭所表现的人的信是一样。
What kind of faith is this? It is the same human faith that is manifested when you go to a restaurant and dine in there.
每当你到某家餐馆去吃饭的时候，请问你检查过他餐馆的厨房所有的储藏的地方都符合安全标准吗？
When you step into a restaurant for a meal, have you walked into the kitchen or the storage places to check that the cleanliness is up to standard?
我想你肯定没有去过厨房的餐馆的厨房啊，厨房的每一个地方。当然了，你也不能去到那个地方，因为那地方闲人免进。
I guess you have never been to that kitchen, or you probably couldn't even go in there at all because you always say staff only.
那你怎么敢到某家餐馆去吃饭呢？
Then how is it then that you dare step into that restaurant for a meal?
因为出于你过去的经验，使得你对餐馆有一个信任度。
Because it was out of your own previous human experiences that teaches you that this restaurant can be counted on.
你想，因为作为餐馆，它应该有这个道德的标准，煮出来的东西应该是可以吃的。
You might think that because this restaurant is tied to high moral standards, then the food that they cook up can be eaten.
这就是所谓的人的信。
Now this is the so-called human faith.
啊，在我们日常当中，我们经常要遇到这种人的信。
We may experience or come across such human faith in everyday lives.
比如说，你登上一架飞机，去到你想去的地方，或者你登上一辆公车或者是火车，你都应该是带着这种人的信。
For example, when you board a plane or a bus or a car to somewhere,
a bus,
you will bring with you this kind of human faith.
这也是这些人对耶稣的信的所在。啊，这些人信什么呢？耶稣看见他们的信心，信什么呢？他们相信耶稣可以医治这个病人，因为这已经是得到证实的情况。
And there's such faith that Jesus can.There's such faith. And what is this faith? It is the faith that Jesus can heal. Because there has been obvious evidences that prove that Jesus can heal.
因为第一章三十四节，耶稣治好了许多害各样病的人。
Because chapter 1 verse 34 tells us, Jesus healed many who were sick with various diseases.
然而这里有两件事情需要我们特别的留意。
But there were two things here worth not taking.
这两件事情对于你个人的得救是非常关键的。
And these two things are important for your salvation.
这里有两点。第一点，这是我们第一次从马可福音里面看到了信或者信心所带出来的行动。
Number one, firstly, this is the first mention of faith in Mark.And it is linked to action.
马可说，耶稣见他们的信心。
When Mark says, and when Jesus saw their faith,
这里的意思是说，耶稣看见他们的信所带出来的具体行动，或者说透过他们的具体行动，人围得这么多，跑到房顶上把房顶拆了，这种具体的行动体现了他们对耶稣医治能力的信。
Which means that Jesus could see that they had this kind of faith in his healing ability, through what they did, which was roofing the roof and laying the paralytic through the roof.
也就是说，他们的信尽管是人的信，但是他们的信心的是可以看得到的。
Although it is human faith, but it is the kind of faith that you can see.
简单来说，假如他们没有坚定的信，他们就不会拆了耶稣所在的房子，或者说是彼得家的房顶。
Simply said, without this strong faith of in Jesus' healing ability, they wouldn't have removed this the roof of this home or Peter's home.
因为他们回头还要赔偿主人修复房顶的费用。
Because they're going to have to pay for the repair of this roof.
不要以为他们拆了就算，主人会找上他们的。
Don't think that they can get away with this because the owner will come back to them.
假如耶稣没有医治这个瘫子的话，他们一定要非常难堪的。
If the healing did not happen, then it will be a situation of real embarrassment.
就像我们之前所读到的经文，耶稣不仅医治，不仅能够医治，并且他医治了凡是所有来到他跟前的人。
As we had read before, not only could Jesus heal, but he healed everybody who came to him.
因此圣经所说的信总是从人的行为当中体现出来，是圣经所说的信是可以看得到的信。
Hence, the biblical faith is always linked to action. It is the kind of faith that you can see.
有些人说，哎呀，我非常非常非常非常的信耶稣，但是他所谓的信却是看不到的。
Someone might say, I really, 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 really believe in Jesus, but his so-called belief cannot be seen.
有人说，我非常非常非常非常的顺服耶稣。我问说，你顺服了耶稣的什么？他说，我不知道。
Or someone might say, I really, 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 really obey Jesus, but when you ask him, what do you obey Jesus about? And he will tell you, I don't know.
伙计们，我可以肯定，那不是圣经所说的信。
Folks, clearly this is not the biblical faith.
新约雅各书的作者雅各告诉我们，像人没有了灵魂是死的一样，信心没有行为也是死的。
James, who is the author of the New Testament book, the book of James, puts it this way. For as the body without the spirit is dead,Faith without works is also dead.
所以说真正的信，不论是人的信还是得救之信，等一下我们会提到啊，你不管你什么样的信，真正的信总是跟随着具体的行动。信，真正对耶稣的信，总是有圣洁的追求，总是朝着永恒的目标努力。
Hence, real faith, be it human or biblical faith, we will talk about that later. Real faith always comes with acts, and faith will always pursues holiness, and faith strives for that eternal object.
我再说一遍，一个人的得救之信，你可以有任何的信，你可以有人的信，但是一个人当他谈到他对耶稣有信，他可以得救的话，那么这样的信总是有圣洁的追求，总是朝着永恒的目标努力的。
Hence, be it human faith or saving faith, when someone talks about saving faith from Jesus, this faith will always pursue holiness and it will strive for eternal objects.
这是第一点。
This is the first point.
信总是带出具体的行动。
Faith always comes with action.
或者说行动来证明你的信。
Faith is proven by action.
这是第一点，这是总的原则。第二点，第五节，耶稣见他们的信心，就对瘫子说，小子，你的罪赦。
That is the first point. Second point, and when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, Son, your sins are forgiven.
你注意到了没有？这里一个很有意思的变化。
Can you see an interesting change over here?
尽管耶稣看见了他们的信心，
It says here, although Jesus saw the faith of all of them,
但是耶稣缩小了范围，对摊子说，小子，你的罪赦。
But he narrowed down the scope, and he did not say to the rest the same thing, but he only said, Son, your sins are forgiven.
耶稣说你没有，耶稣没有说你们信，耶稣看见他们的信，注意听啊，耶稣没有说好，那你们的罪赦。耶稣说：“小子，你的罪赦。”
Let me repeat this. Although Jesus saw the faith of all of them, but he did not say to them, "All of your sins are forgiven." But he said, "Son, your sins are forgiven."
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我可以有把握的说，耶稣看见了这个摊子的身上。有着其他人所没有的那个信。
Because I can confidently conclude that Jesus saw in him a faith that was not visible to anyone else.
尽管这个人是由四个人，四个朋友抬来的。
Although he was carried by four friends.
尽管四个人，包括这个摊子都有信心，耶稣看见了他们信心的行为。
Although all of them had faith and Jesus saw that.
然而得到赦免的只有一个人。
And yet only one was saved. Only one was forgiven.
所以我们说，耶稣看见的这个摊子身上有着其他人所没有的信。
And it can be said that Jesus saw in this man a faith that was not visible to anyone else.
因为耶稣自己亲自所传的信息，你一个人要得救，必须要悔改，接受福音。
Because the message that Jesus had preached, which is repentance and believing in the gospel.
有人曾经说过，甚至约翰麦克阿瑟牧师说过，一个人没有向耶稣悔改，神的救恩不会临到这个人身上。
And just as it was said, and especially by Pastor John MacArthur, if someone does not repent, then God's salvation will not be upon him.
这个摊子对耶稣的信不仅仅。不仅仅是自然的人的信，而且是灵性上对耶稣救赎或者叫赦罪的信。
Therefore, the faith of this paralytic is not a natural or human faith. It is a spiritual faith towards Jesus forgiving of sins.
换句话说，这个摊子所得到的不仅仅是身体的医治，更是救赎的恩典。
In other words,What the paralytic had received was not just healing, but also saving grace.
因此这个人的信不单单局限于耶稣的医治能力。
Hence, this person's faith is not just based on Jesus' healing ability.
这个摊子不单单相信耶稣是有医治的能力，他更加接受并且信靠耶稣就是那一位将救赎恩典赐给凡悔改的人。
Not only did this paralytic believe that Jesus could heal, he believed and trusted that Jesus was the one who offered grace of salvation for those who repent.
很显然，耶稣透过他灵性的洞察力，神性的洞察力，看到了这个人的里面有真正的信，就是灵性上的信。
Obviously, through Jesus' divine discernmentHe saw in this the real deal, which is this man's spiritual faith.
耶稣看到了这个人心中所真正想要得到的。
Jesus knew what he really wanted.
当然了，他想要得到身体的医治，这个没有错。
Of course, he wanted healing, and that's for sure.
但是还有更深一层的需要，就是他指望耶稣赐给他赦罪的恩典。
But far more than that, he wanted the grace of forgiveness from Jesus.
透过耶稣赦免摊子的话，我们可以知道，耶稣看见他真正的信，就是得救之信。
Through what Jesus had said to this man, we see that Jesus saw the real kind of faith, which is the faith that saves.
那不是从经上而来的信，而是被神的主权重生了的人。所产生对耶稣坚定的信。
This faith is not from human experience, but comes from conviction according to sovereign regeneration.
你可能说牧师啊，那你怎么你是怎么知道的呢？
You might say, Pastor, how did you know this?
我可以说接下来的经文当中，耶稣透过耶稣可以直接看透人心里所想的，可以给我们一个证明。
I can say that the following scripture shows us that Jesus knows exactly what is in the hearts of men.
并且，约翰福音第二章二十五节。
And John chapter 2 verse 25.
在我们结束之前，请大家翻到约翰福音第二章二十五节。
Before we end today's sermon, turn with me to John chapter 2 verse 25.
二十五节说，也用不着谁见证人怎样，因为他知道人心里所存的。
John chapter 2 verse 25 tells us, And neither no one to bear witness about man, for he himself knew what was in man.
你知道吗？耶稣既然是神，他也知道在座每一个人心里真正所想的。
Jesus knows
what is in everyone's heart, in every thought.
耶稣知道我们每一个人的心在想什么。
下个礼拜我们将继续查考后面更加精彩的内容。
What follows on will be even more spectacular, which we will study next Sunday.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们知道，唯有你才有赦罪的权柄，唯有你才是救赎的主宰。Dear Lord, we know that you are the one who can forgive sins, and you are the one who came to the world to save sinners. 我们也知道，主耶稣，你是那个监察人心万物的神。And Lord, we know that you are the one who knows what is in everyone's heart, every thought, the Lord of all. 因此我们恭敬地来到你的面前，但愿在座的每一位都能够得到你赦罪的恩典。 We pray that each one of us here will receive the saving grace, the forgiveness of sin from you. 让我们带着一颗悔改的心到你面前，领受你所要赐给我们的恩典。 With a repentance heart, with a contrite heart, we come to you. We pray that you will show your mercy and grace on us. 奉耶稣的名祷告， In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.